Missouri not ready to introduce sports betting market. The timeline for the introduction of legal sports betting in Missouri has encountered a significant delay following the rejection of emergency sports betting rules by Secretary of State Denny Hoskins. This decision has pushed back the expected launch of the market, which the Missouri Gaming Commission, MGC, had initially anticipated for June 2025. With the rejection, officials now expect the rollout to be postponed until at least the fall of that year. The rationale behind the rejection stems from Missouri's legal requirements for emergency rulemaking. State law stipulates that emergency regulations can only be implemented if they address an immediate threat to public health, safety, or welfare, or if they serve a compelling government interest. Upon reviewing the proposed emergency rules, Hoskins determined that they did not meet these stringent criteria. As a result, the MGC has been directed to proceed with the standard rulemaking process, which includes a public comment period and a lengthier review timeline. Due to this procedural requirement, the MGC will not be able to commence licensing applications until late summer. The Commission has stated that its proposed licensing regulations, originally filed alongside the emergency rules, are expected to take effect on August 30th. Regulatory agencies typically require between 60 and 90 days to process and approve applications, which means that sportsbooks in Missouri may not be ready for the start of the 2025 NFL season on September 4th. However, they are still expected to be operational before the legal deadline of December 1st. Sports betting becomes major U.S. industry. Sports betting has seen significant growth in the U.S., with substantial wagering activity reported throughout the NFL season. In September 2024, the first full month of the NFL season, the total sports betting handle across the country reached nearly $14 billion. By December of that year, the handle had increased to approximately $15 billion, based on aggregated state data. The delay in Missouri's sports betting launch means that the state may miss out on the revenue potential from the early weeks of the 2025 NFL season, a crucial period for sportsbook operators. In addition to regulatory delays, a possible reinterpretation of Missouri's sports betting law regarding digital skins for casino operators has introduced further uncertainty. Initially, the MGC had interpreted the law as allowing one digital sportsbook license, or skin, per physical casino location. This interpretation was largely welcomed by industry stakeholders and contributed to the acceptance of the regulatory framework by major gaming companies such as Caesars Entertainment. Recent developments indicate that the Missouri Attorney General's Office is reviewing the language of the law and may decide that each casino company should receive only one digital skin, regardless of the number of physical locations they operate. If this interpretation is adopted, it would significantly limit the number of online sportsbook licenses available. The potential reduction in the number of licenses could impact Missouri's sports betting market by restricting competition and limiting consumer choice. Industry stakeholders are closely monitoring the Attorney General's review, as the final decision will determine whether Missouri will have 14 or 21 mobile sportsbook operators. A more restrictive licensing approach could lead to market consolidation, benefiting established operators while reducing opportunities for new entrants. On the other hand, if the original interpretation prevails, Missouri's market could support a more competitive environment with increased operator participation.